you have selected me for your introductional speaker. I'll do my best to bring your message by the help of the Lord. I know that in myself I'm nothing. Praise the Lord. But I'm glad. Amen. And you know, I used to, Brother Toby, I'd kind of fret a little bit because God called me into ministry. But you know, I'm so glad today I'm in the ministry, I don't know what to do. And I'm not saying I'm great. That's in God's hands. He'll be the judge of that. But I'm so glad He put me there because I feel like a lot of times it's kept me in the way when I would have had a struggle otherwise. I'm glad I am what I am by the grace of God. And God has given me grace for this life. But thank God He's given me glory for the life to come.
Amen.
He's a wonderful Savior. If you have your Bibles, you turn with us in the Word of God today that we might do what God wants us to do. And let's go over in the book of Philippians chapter 2. And we read some here. And I want to preach Jesus today.
Amen.
And I think I'm justified to preach Jesus. What do you think?
Amen. Amen.
That's right. You know, when Philip went down to Gaza, and he found the eunuch down there, and he asked him, said, "You understand what you read?" And he said, "How can I except some man help me?" And then the Bible tells me that Philip began at the same scripture and preached Jesus to him.
Amen.
If you read that scripture at the end of it, it said he preached Jesus.
Amen.
So I believe that even when the Lord sent His disciples out, He said, "Go preach in the name of the Lord."
Amen.
"Go preach in the power of the Lord." Amen. Now, unless the anointing is with a minister, his preaching is not too enticing or too interesting, is it?
That's right.
I'm talking about children of God who know what it is.
Amen.
Now, if you don't understand it and you're lost today, you certainly don't know. But to you who are born again today, you know when the anointing of God is present.
Amen.
I think it's all right in this thing a while ago.
Yes,
I think it got present here.
Amen.
And somebody said, "How do you know?" Well, I saw some tears in his eyes, but that wasn't enough. I felt something in here that I've been trying to describe for 60 odd years and I haven't been able to. And I know, amen, when it's real. I was there when the Lord delivered me from the bondage of sin and gave me peace in my life that passes all understanding. Hallelujah. Let's read here in the second chapter of the book of Philippians, beginning with the fifth verse. And he said, "Let the same mind be in you which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself no reputation, looked upon him the form, took upon him a form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of man. And being found in the fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him, and given him a name which is above every name.
Amen.
That at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, and of things in heaven, and things in the earth, and things under the earth. And that every knee should bow, confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father."
Amen.
Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, I thank You, Lord, today that You are God, that You know our needs better than we know ourselves. And I come to You, Lord, because I don't know nowhere else to go. I thank You for all of Your blessings. I thank You for the times that You've been real to me. And I pray now, Lord, that You would take us for a few moments. Make our life a blessing even to these who are present. And oh God, use Your word today and send it out as it pleases You. May we glorify the name of Jesus. Have Your precious way, I pray, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Now I want to tell you something in the beginning today, that Jesus is acquainted with all and every circumstance.
Amen.
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 You never go through nothing that He's not acquainted with. Isn't that
Amen.
Wonderful?
Amen.
Praise the Lord forever. Somebody said, "Look around for His footsteps." Well, I don't know so much about the natural footsteps, but I know that the Bible said He's acquainted with our sorrow and our grief.
Amen.
I know that the Bible said He's not a high priest that can't be reached with the infirmities.
Amen.
Amen. Not be touched with our infirmities. Blessed be the name of God.
Amen.
Now, today I want to preach to you, if God will help me for a little while, about a victorious Christ.
Amen.
Oh yeah, He never lost a battle. Are you listening? isn't he? He never will lose one.
Yes, right.
You know why? He is the Son of God. And the Bible said that God hath made him both Lord and Savior.
Amen.
Amen. That tells us that he's exactly, amen, what he told us in the Word of God and will forever be. Are you listening?
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. So you find in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7, he said, casting all your cares on me, for I care for you.
That's right.
Now, my friend, he didn't say a part of them. He didn't say when you're able to bear them yourself, bring them to him. He didn't say when you're not able to bear them to faint. But he said, you cast them all on me.
Amen.
Oh, thank God. What a Savior we've got.
Amen.
Why does men think it right to reject him in the day that we're living in today? He's able to bear, amen, what we share and even more in this life.
Amen.
He's the Lord God of heaven. Thank God for him today. The Bible said in Exodus chapter 20, I believe it's verse 3, he said, thou shalt have no other God before me.
Amen.
We have a problem even in the church world today because people are trying to have other gods, amen, besides Jesus and then trust in him. It won't work.
Amen.
It won't work. Amen. People go to the extremes, Brother Toby, they try, amen, and go to an extreme effort trying to keep the Ten Commandments.
Yes, sir. Amen.
You ought to keep them. You're right. You're right. But I want to tell you this, my friend, you need to turn over to the New Bible also and find in there where Jesus said, a new commandment I write unto you.
Amen.
This is the great, amen, commandment. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all of thy soul, mind, and strength.
Amen.
Now, how can you love God, amen, unless you strive to keep God's Word?
Amen.
You can't. Praise the Lord. I'm preaching about Jesus. Bless your heart. Amen. So then he said, the next one is like to the first. Love your neighbor as yourself.
Amen. Amen.
Now, you put these two together, and if you obey them and you keep them, brother, you need not worry about the ten.
Amen.
Amen. Because they'll fall in place.
Amen.
Praise the Lord forever. But now I want to talk about, amen, the downs of the Lord. Now, we're living in a world today when church people have more downs than they do ups. And because we have so many downs, Brother Toby, I find that the world's not interested. Lost people not too interested. Because all we do is walk around and talk about how hard it is. Yeah, you're right. Amen. Talk about how hard it is to live right. Amen. Don't you imagine it was kind of hard to carry the cross up Calvary's hill?
Amen.
Woo! Don't you think it was kind of hard, amen, for Jesus to bear what he bore for my sake?
Amen.
Thank God forever. I need to quit complaining, don't you? I need to quit murmuring, amen, and trust the one who is able to bring me through the fire, through the water, or whatever I face in life.
Amen.
I'll hurry if I can this morning, but I want you to think about something, amen. First of all, in the first down you think about is the fact that Jesus, or God, looked down.
Amen.
God looked down. Thank God he's still looking down. Do you believe that? He found me in sin. Amen. Thank God for him. I didn't find him. He wasn't lost. I was lost. He found me. Bless your heart. Thank God for Jesus. And the Bible said, in the Word of God, said that the Lord looked down from heaven unto the children of men to see if there were any that did understand and seek God. Genesis 6 and 5 said, and God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth. And I tell you something else, that he saw, amen, that man's heart was evil continually.
Amen.
Evil continually.
Yes,
God saw it. Amen. What did he see, preacher? Thank God forever. Amen. I'm so glad, praise the Lord, that he came to show the love of God and the purpose of God.
Amen.
Amen. He looked down and he saw the world in the condition that it's in. Blessed be the name of God. And when he saw it, it moved God.
Yes.
Sin always moves God. Did you know that?
Amen.
It grieves him in his heart.
Sure.
When sin is abroad and abound in the world. Blessed be the name of God. But I'm going to show you something now. Amen. And when he saw this, he said, I will destroy, amen, man, and every creeping thing from off of the face of the earth.
Right.
He's acquainted with it. Are you listening to me?
Amen.
Amen. Now, if God, amen, had gave the world justice, he would have destroyed it all.
Yes,
but thank God for mercy. Would anybody say that with me?
Amen.
Thank God for mercy. Blessed be the name. I was unworthy. I'm still unworthy. But God loved me and God looked down. Amen. And God gave us, amen, what we needed to be what God wanted us to be. Blessed be the name of God. So He looked down and He saw us. Bless your heart. And it moved God when He saw us. And then something else. Number two, He came down.
Amen.
He came down. He didn't have to. Are you listening? God didn't have to. Man sinned. God drove him out of the garden. Amen. He was doomed. He was sentenced. But Jesus came down. Aren't you glad? Thank God. If somebody said, what do you mean? Well, you don't have to ask me that. The little children through the years have known John 3:16. Amen. God so loved the world. More than man. Amen. Sometimes you have a hard time forgiving your neighbor. Am I right? Sometimes you have a hard time forgiving your neighbor. But God, amen, saw the world as it was. He looked down and then Jesus came down, praise the Lord. And the Bible said in the Word of God, in John chapter 3 verse 31, He that cometh from above is above all. He that is on the earth is earthly and speaketh of the earth. He that cometh from heaven is above all.
Amen.
Could you say, oh, how I love Jesus?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. It's not formality, it's reality.
Amen.
Blessed be the name of God. Now notice something in this. Amen. So He that came down, amen, is from above. Blessed be the name of God. You can offer any offering you find on earth today, but it would not solve the problem that man has. I believe Paul said, I was sentenced to die, but God raised me from the dead. Woo! Brother, let me tell you something. I thank God for every child of God. I thank God for old-fashioned churches. I thank God for old-fashioned preachers. Hallelujah today. Blessed, some of them, even the devil had a front seat in hell already set for them, but God, through His love, came down in their heart, delivered them from bondage, and set them free that they might have life and have it more abundant. I'm glad He came down. Thank God, I'm glad He looked down. He saw the situation and He saw the need and He done something about it. If people today would see the need and turn to God and do something about it, it'd change the world. It would change the world. Thank God forever. So He's acquainted with it. He saw it. He looked down. And thank God He came down. Blessed be the name of God. Amen. Somebody said, do you have any evidence to come down? Yes, I do. I could go back, amen, and tell you in 1977 when I walked in the tomb that they said was His tomb and it was empty.
Amen.
Woo!
Amen.
You say, boy, that's a good evidence. That's not enough. Amen. Amen. The caretaker said, my faith is not in an empty tomb, but it's in a risen Christ. I say that. So you see, it's real, and I know it's real because of that. I know it's real because the preacher man brought the message that condemned my heart. Amen. And I came to God, and it changed things.
Amen.
I had confidence in the preacher. That's good evidence right there. A God-fearing and a God-called and a God-saved person. That's a good evidence. Anybody know what I'm talking about?
Amen.
Somebody said, I'm born again. Hallelujah. Thank God for you. That's a good evidence.
Amen.
Woo-hoo. But the good part is, one day, amen, in an old-fashioned run-down meeting house, I walked down the aisle and laid my head on an old-fashioned altar, and God gloriously kissed away my sin. I know He lives. It's real, amen. I had an experience of my own. Jesus came down. Not only came down, but He came into my heart and made a different man out of me. And the world still don't understand. The world still don't understand. Praise the Lord. Amen. But Jesus. More than that, I want to tell you something else. He laid down.
Yes.
He laid down. Think about it for a moment. The Bible tells that I'm hurrying. Amen. The Bible said in 1 John chapter 3 verse 16, hereby perceive we the love of God, because He laid down His life for us, and we ought to lay down our life for...
Amen.
The brethren. Amen. You see, He paid the price. He laid down His life. Somebody said He laid it. Yes, He did. He told the authorities. He said, no man taketh my life. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it up again. No man takes it. Freely He died. Woo! Freely He arose. Freely, bless your heart, He gave it all for you and I. Freely. Freely. Laid it down. And then we complain because I got to go to church. Amen. We complain because somebody said we need to go pray for so-and-so. We complain because we have so many excuses. We have so many irons in the fire. We don't have time anymore. Amen. It grieves me today. I know part of my church is here, Brother Toby, but I remember a time in these 47 years when that church where I'm pastoring was the fastest growing church in North Alabama. We had people in the cotton field praying. We had people getting saved. We had people everywhere worshiping God. We had church members going to homes. We had them going here and going there. And today, we don't have time. Jesus laid His life down for us and said we ought to lay ours down for the brethren. And somebody said, what's why the pew's empty? Why don't no people go to church? We've got the wrong thing in mind, if you want my opinion. Amen. And I've got it, you've got it, it's everywhere. It's spreading like a canker all over our nation today.
Amen.
It certainly is. Religion has took the place of salvation.
Amen.
And we forgot the price that was paid by Jesus Christ for our souls.
Yep.
It's got us in trouble. Amen, amen. Thank God, so He laid it down. Laid down His life. Gave it all. Could He give any more?
No.
He gave it all.
Amen.
Laid it down freely.
Amen.
Well, okay. He went all the way to Calvary. Died between the heavens and the earth. And I read in there where the Bible said not even God was found in His mouth.
Amen.
Woo! He was brought as a lamb before the slaughter. Thank God for Jesus. It was a price, but He paid it freely.
Amen.
He did not complain. He did not grumble. Amen. Went all the way. And He spit in His face. Well, you know how they mistreat Him. But He hung Him between the heavens and the earth. And He prayed for His enemies as He died between the heavens.
Amen.
Whoa, what a Savior we've got. Jesus is His name.
Yes.
Jesus is His name.
Yes.
Blessed be the name of God. Not only, amen, did He lay down, but He sat down. You believe that, anybody?
Yes.
He sat down. Amen. I believe sometimes we sit down too quick. What do you think?
Amen.
We sit down before the work's done. Praise the Lord. But listen to what the Bible said. Amen. The Bible said, brightness of His glory and the express image of His person and uphold in all things by the word of His power. When He by Himself purged our sins, He sat down on the right hand of the Majesty on high.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Go back to where He started. He said, I'm going to leave. I'm going away. But He said, if I go, I'll pray the Father. And He'll send you another Comforter.
Amen.
And He'll lead you. Well, there's another evidence right there.
Amen.
When He moves into the light.
Amen.
It becomes your life. He said, He who is your life, He's coming. Amen. That's another part of it. But listen. Amen. There He is now. He sat down. And after He had purged us from our sin, paid the price, obtained salvation that I couldn't, the world couldn't, you couldn't.
Amen.
He paid for it, and then, woo! He went back to the Father, amen, on high, and sat down in majesty.
Amen.
Somebody said, you believe He's there? You're mighty right, I believe it.
Amen.
And the reason I believe it is because He told me when He got there, He prayed the Father, and He'd send the Comforter, and it come.
Huh?
He told His disciples that you would have Jerusalem tarry till you're endued with power. And the Bible said on the day of Pentecost, they were all gathered together, and the Holy Ghost came.
Amen.
Wonderful! Wonderful!
Amen.
You get over there in the Bible, you'll find them there. The Bible said, when they were, I like this. When they were stoning Stephen, remember?
Yeah.
And he went down on his knees, brother, under all of this cruelty. And as he went down, he looked toward heaven.
Yeah.
And he said, I see heaven open.
Yeah. Amen.
I see heaven open. Heaven is real, brother. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And Stephen said, I see Jesus. Where? In glory. In majesty. He went where He said He was going. When he saw Him, he said, I see Jesus standing at the right hand of the Father. He must
Amen.
Be there.
Amen.
Amen. Somebody said, I like Acts 1, but I can't understand that one. That's amazing to me. Amen. I like Acts 1, but I can't understand that one. Well, you might as well try the rest of it out because it ain't no good anyway. That's right. And I want to tell you something, friend. He finished it. He told the Father when he was dying, he said, "Father, it's finished now."
Amen. Amen.
I believe Brother Toby, he looked down through the years of time and saw a little old Dixon boy and said, "He's coming along. And I have made a way that he could obtain life in Jesus Christ." Praise the Lord forever. So he sat down. He finished the work of redemption.
Yes, he did.
Had it not been for that, you could not be saved.
Amen.
Had it not been for that, all churches would be in vain.
That's right.
Had it not been for that, the preachers would have nothing.
Amen.
But he finished it, praise the Lord forever, the work of redemption.
Amen.
He fulfilled all the types and shadows. Amen. Go back in the old Bible. You read about this man, he's a type of Christ. You read about that one, he's a type of Christ. But one day the Lord Jesus Christ looked down. Thank God he came down. He laid down, hallelujah, and he sat down, hallelujah. And therefore today, he's at the right hand of the Father in majesty, if you please. No more types, no more shadows, no more sacrifices. He finished. He finished it, folks. Hallelujah. I'm glad of it. Don't argue with me, brother. God made the way that I could have life and have it more properly. Hallelujah to God. Well, glory. Nobody else is worthy, brother. Thank God for Jesus. Hallelujah. I owed a debt, brother told me, that I couldn't pay. My sins were too many. Whoa! My neighbor, he did not quit until he finished it. He hung on and said, "I'm dying for you. My blood is for the sins of the world." And he died. And then he arose. And he ascended. And he sat down at the right hand of the Father in majesty. Glory to God. Don't look for him to come as a baby anymore.
Amen.
Don't you look for a mob to take him to Calvary anymore. Brother, he finished it. And he sat down in majesty. Glory be to God forever. Amen. You know what he done? He sat down in majesty that he might shield and protect the power of the saints of God. Oh yes, you're defeated unless you have Jesus.
Amen.
You can't live it.
Amen.
You say, "I just can't. It's just too hard. That's too much. Too much."
Amen.
You know what the world needs is a double portion of God.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
He's already paid it. He already offered it. You take it or leave it.
Yeah.
We're victorious because he sat down in majesty when he finished it, or we're either losing.
Amen.
Amen. Somebody said, "Preacher, you don't look like you did 50 or 60 years ago. You don't preach like you used to preach." I'm not worried about that, Brother Michael. You see, I have one more river to cross. Then I'll be home. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I appreciate Brother Willis. He comes to church and I look at him and I think he and I are about the same age, maybe a few days difference in us. And down the journey of life, it's been uphill and downhill. But this morning I want to look you in the face and tell you that my God looked down. My God came down. He laid down and he sat down and he fixed it, Brother Willis, where we could climb the next hill, go down the next valley, cross the next street with victory in the Lord Jesus Christ. Because he purchased our salvation.
Amen.
Don't pity me, I'm having a good time.
Amen.
Praise the Lord for Jesus. Hallelujah. Not only did he sit down, he reached down. Amen. He reached down. I'm hurrying. Bless your heart. He reached Matthew chapter 14, verse 31. The Bible said immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him and said unto him, "O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt?" Now you know this was when Peter told the Lord, said, "Let me come to you if you're the Lord on the water." And Peter, he said, "Step out, come on." And Peter started walking on the water and he started sinking. And when he did, the Lord reached out his hand and he took him and raised him up and said, "O thou of little faith."
Amen.
I believe I read in there where it said, to him that believeth, all things are possible.
Amen.
Believe in what? Believe in the birth. Believe in the life. Believe in the crucifixion. Believe in the birth. Believe in the resurrection. He's the Lord of heaven. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And he's able to do all things. Able to do all things. Somebody said, well, I just can't make it. I hate to hear people die in self-pity, don't you?
Amen.
Well, I'm preaching to me now. That's all right. Huh? If you told me you never did pity yourself, I doubt it. I can't help it. Amen. Praise the Lord forever. But I'm trying to tell you today, thank God that Jesus reaches out.
Amen.
And I want to tell you something. He can reach down and find you in eternal death and bring you out.
Amen.
And lift you up.
Amen.
Into eternal life.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Yeah, nobody else can do it, brother. Preacher may tell you about it. Amen. You may find many remedies and things, but the only thing that can reach down deep enough to pick you up out of eternal life and eternal death and put you into eternal life is the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
If I'd have been another one, he died in vain.
Amen.
If I'd have been another one, gee, God made a mistake.
Amen.
But he didn't.
Right.
So he reached down. And I can't hardly preach this without shouting because it happened to me.
Amen.
It happened to me. Thank God for Jesus. Amen. So he can lead you out of your defeat into victory. When he reaches down where you're at and he gets you, he can bring you out of your defeat and put you in victory.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen. You know, that's an old Sacred Heart song, and I can't sing it, but I remember some words that said, when I was sinking down. Christ laid aside his crown for my soul, for my soul. That's me.
Yes.
Are you born again?
Yes.
Are you a child of God?
Yes.
He reached down and found you.
Yes.
Oh, he didn't have to.
Yes.
Heaven was real. It was home of the Lord. And he left there and came to the earth.
Yes.
Reach, when he reached way down, he found me.
Amen.
I was dying. I was scared, brother. Don't kid yourself. You don't get scared of hell. I doubt if you got it. Amen.
Amen.
I was scared. But the Lord found me. Amen. Picked me up. Put his loving arms around me. Planted something in here that when I'm the saddest in life, I'm more happy than I used to be.
Amen.
That's what happens when he reaches down.
Yes.
Reaches. Praise the name of the Lord. I want to tell you something good.
Jesus, he left this world and went to glory. And he told them when he left, you know what these men saying out there? They were looking up the way he went away. And I appeared to him in my
right.
And they said, when I gave you into heaven, this same
Jesus.
This same Jesus. The one that walked the shores of Galilee.
Hey.
The one that healed the people of God. The one that stopped the demon possession. The one, hallelujah, amen, that stood and rebuked the waters. Oh, hallelujah. The same one now that you experienced here and you see him and you saw him go away as he went away, you're going to see him coming again.
Amen.
Yes, amen. You're going to see him coming again.
Yes.
Praise the name of Jesus. So I want to tell you, he's coming. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, you can read this. He said, for the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout. Here, somebody look up like that, and the heavens are open.
God bless you.
And there's his appearance. Come in! Wow, these years I talked to. I didn't mean that. Yeah. I preached about it. I shouted about it.
Yes.
One day my eyes
Amen.
About that time, preacher was surprised me a bit from all over this world. God's men who labored for him and told him to do for him, this person who brought him to go through that. Well, I'm right back with a shout, and heaven's going to ring. I'm a boss man.
Amen.
Hey! He's coming with a shout.
Yes.
With a voice of the archangel.
Amen.
And the trumpet's going to sound.
Yes.
Amen. Let me talk about the trumpet. You know, a trumpet is an instrument that don't use a whole lot of musical instruments that they use together. They don't use that trumpet. Woo!
Hallelujah. Amen. I can't wait to sing no one. But they can't. Amen. That's your heart.
Amen.
That whole lot in the music instruments when they gather them around. But it was a
very, amen, sure thing that when the victory
took place in the days of old, the trumpet would sound.
Yes. Amen.
When the trumpet would sound, it had a reason. A reason. Thank God forever. Can I tell you just this little bit of experience right here? Most of you know I was a Korean veteran. I'm not bragging or boasting or complaining, just totally telling you. But I was there when the war ended. One morning about 9 o'clock, it was like you turned the radio off, Brother Michael. All of the firing stopped. All the huge guns that were firing stopped. I'm getting something out of this. They all stopped. Everything becomes silent. And down the road, about a quarter of a mile from where I was stationed, was an old church house that had been bombed, and all that was left was a shell. But in the top of that thing, in the steeple, was an old bell. I don't know who rang it. I don't know how it happened, but that thing started ringing. For 45 minutes in that steeple, that thing rang. Victory! Victory!
Yes,
31 ambulances, Brother Toby, in that company. I was in the medics. 31 of them parked on the parking lot. And at one time, every siren on them things went off.
Yeah.
Woo! One day the trumpet's going to sound. One day the victory's going to sound. When the Lord Jesus Christ appears. Well, glory to God, brother. Hallelujah. That's only a part of it. Cemetery, and you look at the grave of the dear old saint of God that meant so much, he's gone. But all of a sudden, hallelujah, they're going to come up out of there. The Bible says the dead in Christ shall rise first. Yes, the dead in Christ. He didn't say about the rest of them. They're going to leave it. The dead in Christ shall rise first. Hallelujah. I don't know if I'll be here or not, brother. Don't matter with me. But if I'm around here somewhere, you might remember I came over in Georgia a long time ago. You might remember me by some statements or different things, but don't look for me, I'm gone.
Amen.
Amen.
What?
Amen.
Paul said, then we which remain.
Amen.
Shall be caught up together with him. Brother, something can happen when he comes.
Yes.
When he appears, something's going to happen.
Amen.
Huh?
Thank God.
Oh, I can talk all that. I can't tell you how. I can't tell you when. I don't know all about it. But I know one thing. I'll sing the old song, when my name is called in glory, I'll be there.
Amen.
Not because of me, not because of my efforts, but because of Calvary, the blood that covered my sins.
Yes,
thank God forever. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Somebody said, well, they would have destroyed the blood, but the angel came and with a vessel and picked the blood and took it to mercy seat for you and me. Jesus is coming. He's coming down, the Bible says. When he comes, praise the Lord. The Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, the voice of the archangel. The trumpet's going to sound. You're talking about shaking up a world. Huh?
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
A lot of people forgot he looked down. A lot of people today have forgotten that he came down. A lot of people forgotten he laid down. A lot of people forgot he sat down. And they forgot he reached down. Well, Michael, that's why your church pews are empty on Sunday morning. People forgot that he'd gone. They forgot the price he paid for them. They forgot he came down. Thank God forever. Amen. Reach down. But he's coming. Somebody says, what's coming for? Well, I said he's coming to raise the dead. Huh? In Christ? Raise the dead. Now then you're sitting there racking your brain saying, how's it going to happen? I'm not worried about that. I believe Brother Toby, if he could go through a door in Jerusalem that closed, it wouldn't be no problem for him to get him out of the grave. You say, did he? Well, the Bible said they were all gathered together there in the room, and Jesus appeared after his death, after his resurrection. He came and appeared right where they were at. Don't you imagine if somebody said, how did he get in here? I thought we had all the doors barred. We scared the Jews. I thought we had all the doors barred. How did he get in here? Oh, I don't care how many weapons they make. And I don't care how many rocket destructors they make. When it comes time, the whole earth is going to move back. And the Lord Jesus Christ is going to appear. Well, Brother Dixon, what do you mean? Who's he coming for? Well, I tell you what the Bible said. The Bible said, for Christ was once offered for the sins of many, and to them that look for him shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation.
Amen.
Who? Anybody in here looking for Jesus?
Amen.
Hey, I asked a question. Anybody in this house looking for Jesus?
Amen.
You better be.
Amen.
You better be. Praise the name of Jesus. Amen. So he will come to rapture the dead and to take home the living saints.
Amen.
There's going to be a day, brother, that may not amount to much in this world. And you know, people got so picky today until they want to be liberal. Some do.
Yeah.
I'm dabbling now.
Yeah.
Some want to be liberal.
Yeah.
Some want to be, you know, straight and clean and pure.
Amen.
And it causes a conflict.
Yeah.
And they say, well, who? Who? But I want to tell you, Jesus is coming to rapture His saints.
Amen.
Coming to rapture His saints. And it won't matter about all the rest of it. He paid for it. And something I like about it is, it'll be a day, brother, that you can look up Brother Willis in all these years. I'm picking on him because he's an old man as I am. But there'll be a day when he comes that he will reward his saints.
Amen.
Now I got you. Somebody said, I don't believe in reward. Well, you don't believe the Bible. I'm sorry.
I'll
put it like it is.
Amen.
But he said, I'm coming. I'm coming. And my reward is with me.
Amen.
Are you hearing me?
Yes.
My reward is with me to give every man according as his work shall be.
Yes.
Amen. Is that the word? That's what he said.
That's right.
Won't be no judge over the courthouse. Amen. Won't be no buddy coming through the back door.
Amen.
It'll just be there he is. And we're standing here with our life as it is. And I believe Vesta Goodman wrote a song and said, I regret I didn't do a little more for the Lord. I believe everyone that stands before him will regret that you didn't do a little more for the Lord.
Amen.
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 Bless your heart. And you know something I like about it, and I'm closing. There's seven down, if you want to put them down. Maybe you got them down, I don't know. What do you put down?
Yes, God.
I read to you now in the Bible where he said that every knee is going to bow, and every tongue is going to confess. I hear people say, well, I never pray. Well, you know, I learned one thing about human beings, and I normally don't preach about my military experience this much, but I learned one thing about it. Brother, when you was facing the fire, and you think this is it, there's something in here that starts moving. And you change all that vulgarity he's using yesterday. Are you listening to me? Yeah. You quit running from the thing you know the only hope you have. You quit running from that. Did you ever notice people today, in this day we're living in, if they have an accident, for instance, and just unconsciously almost they'll say, my God.
Yeah. Oh,
Is that not amazing to you?
Amen.
They told you yes, they didn't believe in you. Reminds me of a little girl talking to her dad one time. He raised her to be an atheist. They were driving along the road one day and he was talking to her, and she looked over at the little girl and said, "Dad, you reckon he knows we're an atheist?" They cried out to Jesus and said, "Make them hold their peace."
Yep.
He said, if they hold their peace, the rocks will cry out.
Amen.
God is going to get glory. Jesus Christ is worthy of our praise.
Amen.
But you're going to put it down. Listen to what it says. Hebrews 9:27 said, "For then must he often have suffered since the foundation of the world. But now once in the end of the world, hath he appeared to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself."
Amen.
I read in the Bible where he said that the beast, the antichrist, the liars, and all unbelievers shall have their part in the lake of fire.
Amen.
Now you ought to raise your right hand and holler victory as loud as you can holler.
Amen.
When he comes to put down or put away, the children of God are going to be free forever, and we'll all shout hallelujah while the ages roll on and on. Praise God forever. He'll put Satan in the bottomless pit. He'll put sinners in their rightful place.
Yes.
And he will put the saints in a glorious place with him.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
If you would allow me at all, I'd like to ask the girls and my wife to come and sing "I'd Rather Have Jesus." I feel it's a part of this message.
Amen.
Come on right quick, will please. And I want you to listen to it. Jesus is the greatest.
Amen.
Will anybody agree with me in the house?
Amen.
Jesus is the greatest.
Amen.
Amen. So, you think about what he done. He didn't just go to Calvary, but he went through all of this that I preached about today to make it possible that you and I could have life. And I want them to sing this. I'm not trying to put on a show. I'm not asking them to come just because of my family. But I feel like it's a part of this message. And I'd like for you to stand while they sing this song this morning. Maybe there's somebody in the house that you'd like to just reach out and take them by the hand and say, "It's true. I'd rather have Jesus." Sing it right quick, too. Amen. Amen.
I'd rather have Jesus than silver or gold. I'd rather be His than have riches untold. And I'd rather, much rather have Jesus than wealth or fame. Rather be true to His holy name than to be the king of a vast domain and be held in sin's great sway. I'd rather, much rather have Jesus than anything this old world affords today. I'd rather have Jesus more than man's applause. I'd rather just be faithful to His holy cause. And I'd rather, much rather have Jesus than worldwide fame. I'd rather be true to His holy name. Sin's dream. much rather have Jesus.